Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Friday, March 13th, and this is your FT News Briefing. U.S. stocks had their worst day in 30 years, despite a promise by the Federal Reserve to pump trillions of dollars into the financial system. And airlines are asking for immediate government assistance as Donald Trump's European travel ban threatens an industry already in trouble. Plus, could the fallout from the coronavirus trigger a corporate debt crisis? The FT's U.S. business editor, Andrew Edgecliffe Johnson, will tell us what's at risk. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. On Thursday, U.S. stocks dropped nearly 10%, the biggest drop since the market crash of 1987. In Europe, equities shed a tenth of their value, while London's FTSE 100 fell 11%. It was a dramatic investor response to escalating fears of a global recession and severe credit crunch, as well as national lockdowns as a result of coronavirus. This followed President Trump's announcement on Wednesday night of a 30-day ban on non-Americans traveling to the U.S. from Europe. It was part of a supposed attempt to contain the outbreak. Earlier on Thursday, the Federal Reserve said it would pump trillions of dollars into the financial system in a vain attempt to ease the stresses showing up in the short-term lending markets. The FT's U.S. economics editor, Brendan Greeley, explains.
So the simplest way of describing what happened on Thursday morning was that people were having difficulty finding a price for treasuries. To give you an idea of how profound that is, a treasury is the bedrock of global financial markets. It's the one that's always referred to as the most liquid and deepest security, meaning you can always buy one, you can always sell one, someone will always give you a price for a treasury. And traders were finding that they couldn't get a price. There are a couple of reasons why that might have been. One of them is, you know, high-speed traders have been providing the liquidity. They've been both buyers and sellers of treasuries. And so when we got these unbelievable market moves that we've gotten over the last week, swings up and down, just sort of rapid ascents, the algorithms freaked out and they were no longer able to provide the liquidity, you know, the ability to buy and sell that they had before. And all of this led to general realizations kind of starting on Wednesday evening, but becoming apparent in markets on Thursday morning. The unthinkable was happening. It was becoming difficult to find a price for the most liquid security there is.
So by midday, the Fed intervened to address what it called highly unusual disruptions in treasury finance markets. Explain what the Fed did, Brendan.
So the Fed has been doing repo. What that is the Fed takes your treasury and gives you a cash deposit, the Federal Reserve, an incredibly valuable form of money. They had been doing it overnight to make sure that companies could sort of meet their overnight funding needs. They did two things. One is that they extended the terms of that. They offered 1 month and 3 months. So the companies are okay. They're funded for a month or 3 months. They can sort of get through not just the next day, but the next period. They did something else, though, which is even more important, which is that they increased the amounts by an overwhelming number. So the total they're offering every week is $1 trillion. That's a big number. I got the impression that they weren't looking specifically at the exact amount that they needed to be able to provide. I think they wanted to provide such an overwhelming amount that nobody had to worry about any kind of funding. It was going to be available no matter what. It did one other thing, though, which was interesting, which is that it changed the composition of the treasuries that it was buying. It had been buying T-bills, very short-dated treasuries, and then it started buying longer-dated treasuries as well, which means that it wants to be there as a buyer no matter which kind of treasury you're holding, a 10-year, a 5-year, whatever it is that you have, you can find a buyer for that in the Fed. And that means that the Fed is willing to be what's called a market maker, to stand in the middle of a trade and say, okay, listen, if you are selling a treasury, we will buy it. And that allows price discovery. That allows you to figure out what the price of a treasury is. And again, if you can discover what the price is on a treasury, then it becomes easier, though not trivial, but it becomes easier to value other assets as well in a time when everybody's just rapidly repricing everything and nobody knows what's going to happen next.
What happens next? That's a question airline executives are asking now. Share prices across the aviation sector tumbled on Thursday following the news of Donald Trump's travel ban. The industry has come under acute pressure as businesses cut travel and regions enter lockdown in an effort to contain coronavirus. And now airlines are asking governments for immediate help. The trade body Airlines for Europe, or A4E, represents airlines including Lufthansa and Air France, KLM. It's calling for airport slot rules to be temporarily suspended. These are strict rules that require an airline to use their slots 80% of the time, or they risk losing them. A4E is also calling for a delay to new aviation taxes at EU and national level and a change to Europe's air passenger compensation rules. This would be to limit the financial liability of airlines in extraordinary circumstances, like this one. Analysts said that the U.S. ban would have a devastating effect on airlines. The restriction would hit 3,500 flights a week and as many as 800,000 passengers. And here's a closer look at a story we're following. In the years since the 2008 global financial crisis, there has been a huge expansion of corporate debt. Low interest rates made the cost of borrowing fairly cheap.
The total global stock of corporate bonds outside the financial sector now, according to the OECD, is $13.5 trillion as of the end of last year. And that's roughly double where it stood in 2008 when the world was going through the financial crisis.
That's the FT's U.S. business editor, Andrew Edgecliff Johnson. We call him Edge. Economists have been warning about the risk of this debt buildup over the years. But those warnings have come into focus this week as investors worry about a coronavirus-induced downturn.
So, a sharp change of attitude from investors is the way I would summarize it. We've had investors who've been starved of yield from safe government bonds over the last decade or so, who saw lending to companies as a way to juice their returns rather than a riskier thing to do. And so you've had this huge amount of lending, but the investor world suddenly now looks very, very differently on that risk. So these companies that have managed to limp along simply because rates were so long are now finding that their bonds are trading dramatically lower levels than they used to, and their investors are now asking whether they will manage to continue to keep up the payments on them.
So Edge, we've covered the risk of the U.S. oil and gas sector on the show this week. What other areas are particularly vulnerable?
Yes, so obviously we've had this what one contactor called a punch to the gut for U.S. upstream oil and gas companies from the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. But beyond that, there is a much broader concern in the market. The broadest concern is simply that we're entering a recession now, a possible global recession. But there's specific concerns around sectors that are most exposed to cancellations of flights and other travel, disruptions to supply chains, which we've seen because of the coronavirus, and consumers just not going out and spending in the way that we used to.
So if we do see some defaults, what happens then, Edge?
There's going to be a great sorting of companies, and you'll see the stronger companies will manage to refinance. They will actually take advantage of even lower interest rates that central banks are now offering. But the weaker credits are going to find themselves looking at the prospect of distress, and banks are going to be calling some of these loans that they've extended. We don't yet know the full extent of that. The fact that interest rates are so low will give more companies flexibility than we might have seen in other circumstances. But you have an awful lot of companies at the moment which have been seen by the market as relatively stable investment grade credits, which are suddenly in danger of tipping into junk territory. And some of those at the bottom of the existing junk rankings, if you like, are in danger of tipping into something far worse than that.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back next week for the latest business news. The FT News Briefing is produced by Amy Keene and me, Mark Filippino. Our editor is Amelia Mahasik. We also had help from Gavin Coleman and Michael Bruning.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle, dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle, or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.